Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook, the Fix Yourself Anxiety Handbook, and the Fix Your Depression Handbook. The new Fix Your Anger Handbook is scheduled for publication in early June, and we started the writing for the Fix Your Addiction Handbook. That'll be in by the end of the year, so do go to Amazon and get your copy. You'll find everything you need about myself and the Fix Yourself Empowerment Series at www.fosterjerald.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who has been a true inspiration to so many people, making positive changes in their lives, and who has a contagious, upbeat approach to life and health. Linda McKenzie is a multi-book author, radio host, world-renowned psychic, and hypnotherapist who founded Healthy Life Net Radio in 2002, which reaches millions of people worldwide every month. She's appeared on hundreds of radio shows, almost all network and cable TV channels, and in several award-winning documentaries. Linda, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. You know, you're one of my favorite people because I always interview you on my show for your books because the books that you have are ABC. It really gives people instant ways to help themselves and in all areas, and it's really great. And that's how I write, so I have this affinity for you.
And I know that, and I've read your books, and I understand that. You know, everyone, the way we even got together was Linda was kind enough to interview me on my when I wrote the first book, and then about 2 weeks later, she says, "Guess what? I have a spot for you." So we've been doing this for about 2.5 years now. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it has been, and you've helped a lot of people here. I'm really proud of this network because, you know, everybody on this network is very much a positive inspiration, and each one has their own little niche, and I really handpick and cull the people so that we have only the best of the best. And so I want to thank you because you contribute to helping the planet and consciousness and the whole and everybody that wants to listen.
Well, I appreciate that. So, tell us about you. I mean, I'm sure most of my listeners know you, but if not, you know, who's Linda McKenzie?
Goodness. that could
Got
take...
you on that one, huh?
That could take... Well, you know, here's the thing. Back in the day when I was... I started out my career as a datacom engineer, and I was the first woman datacom engineer in any airline in the world. And I was talking to this guy, and he says, you know, you need to, you know, kind of figure out who you are and what you are. So I kind of went in and kind of went into a trance-like state, and I started writing. And, of course, my part of my brain was going, oh, you know, trying to put, well, you were an engineer, and then you owned a vitamin company, and you did this, and you did that. And then all of a sudden, it transitioned to the right brain, that right creative side, and said, you are a grain of sand on a whole beach that is part of everything, affects everything, and is everything, and beyond yourself, and you can be part of the whole. And so, I'm a grain of sand.
Welcome to the club. But it's been, you know, you're talking about, it's the radio station alone, you're like at 22 years. I mean, a lot of things happening, a lot of things changing in that amount of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when I, as far as my psychic ability, you know, there's been several presidents of the United States, because I'm almost 75 in June, so that's another month or so. And, you know, one of those presidents actually asked me to be their psychic when they were in office. So, which I turned down. I said, I don't do politics or lotteries. So, I don't want to get involved with any of that.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly, isn't it? So, yeah, so, you know, and I've been, you know, this, you know, I'm getting older, so I want to make sure that I get my books out, you know, and so last year I produced a book called Symbols of You, which was a really fantastic book on 45 different ancient wisdom topics, and then this year I did the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Program. The reason I did that is back in 2007, I had made a CD version of this, but never wrote the book or did an audiobook. And it was reviewed by the Olympic Committee. It was won a lot of awards, and it was sold, especially in India and in acupuncture clinics, because as they were doing acupuncture for weight loss, they would let them listen to this. And I had done a 2-year study. This was back when I was in the vitamin company, and I had was president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company for 8 years. And I started to do a thing because so many people were saying, oh, you know, my weight, my weight, my weight. So I did a 2-year study. And then the weight loss CDs are there, but I never made them into, you know, books or audio books or books. But when they put Ozempic out and Wegovy, and these are drugs that they're saying can lose the weight, except they don't tell you that they have very debilitating side effects like stomach paralysis and colon blockages and even thyroid cancer. And not everyone can pay $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And who would actually want the side effects, you know, anyway, of not being able to digest your own food again, or having to pay your doctor every month to keep the weight off, because the minute that you stop the drug, the weight comes back on. So I wanted a way for people to lose the weight, keep it off, and maintain it without side effects. So I put this book out, and when I was doing, we did a lot of test cases, a lot of studies when I did the CDs, and the average person was losing 12 to 15 pounds in 6 weeks without any intervention of diet or anything, nothing. And our biggest test case was in, I think, 3.5-4 months. One gentleman lost 100 pounds without changing anything that he was doing. And it's all because we're using mind as a motivation to change the body.
You know, it's interesting, as you were talking about Ozempic and those kind of things, and I counsel people, and I always counsel them away from that. And I always say, the human body works for equilibrium. It works for balance. If you do, just do what you're supposed to do, eat the way you're supposed to eat, it's all going to take care of itself. People have a hard time buying into that. We're pretty well indoctrinated, aren't we?
Well, yes, but it's not just what we eat. You see, because there's four types of stresses that we have to understand about so that we can, you know, be proactive to stop, to help them to do it. For example, one of the things you have no control over, minimally you have control over, is environmental toxins. And those are outside pollutants and food and drug pollutants. Okay, now you can try and stay off of prescription drugs, because if you look at most of them, they will cause weight gain. Thyroid, I have so many people coming to me saying, I can't lose weight because, you know, I have a thyroid problem. I said, are you on Synthroid? Yes. Well, that makes you gain weight. So until they're on that, and there's nothing you can do if you're not going to, you know, be careful of what you're putting in your body. And there's always a natural alternative for any drug out there. But you may not be able to do something that is very new today, which is the PFAs, which is these plastic particles. We actually ingest a credit card size amount of microparticles a month. The average U.S. citizen does. And these, because of your immune system, your body is, you know, using 30% of your fat to protect your immune system, and then 30% goes to the brain, you know, to make you think. And so these cholesterol statin drugs are not what you want. because they actually designed the statin drug and then decided that it was high cholesterol that caused heart attacks, which is not true. It's actually inflammation and your homocysteine levels. But, you know, they got to sell a lot of drugs. But also statin drugs can do many, many things to you, including doing weight gain. But so we have these pollutants in our body, and there's not really an effective way yet to get them out of the body, although now we're finding that if you boil water, that takes away the microplastics in the water. As you can tell, I'm into a lot of natural health.
You know? As I am.
And that's why this station is very important, because this is the only place that you're going to find only all natural health here. And most of the search engines now are 8 pages down, and you might be able to get something on natural health. They've just taken everything out and only do what WHO says, FDA, EPA, and that kind of stuff. And there's no more rhetoric of trying to figure it out. And so, you know, you have to come to places like this to understand what's really going on. And even with HealthyLife.net's link site, what we do is we have a whole plethora of sites, all natural health sites that you can depend on. I don't have the crazy making ones on there. So you can actually go to the links page, and if you need help with alternatives for cancer, we have the Cancer Control Society. We have all these people that have been around for 65 years or 40 years or 50 years giving you quite good information. So to get back to your question, yeah, if we're doing nutritional process just for eating, that's good, but like the four stresses, right? We have nutritional, which you're not getting enough of the right nutrients, and so your body doesn't process the food correctly. Then we have the emotional, which, you know, you are very aware of, is eating for the wrong reasons and holding on to weight. But that helps to develop cravings and food dependency and overeating. And then we have the physical, which is the number one anti-aging medicine that you can take, or herb or supplement. It's exercise. All right. That's number one. They tell you, you know, I exercise 4 times a week. I do weights. Well, I actually try and do 5, but I end up doing 4. I do yoga and weights and aerobics. And I am in perfect shape, still a size 4, and I'm so, you know, I have not taking any drugs or anything like that. And it's all because I eat right. Which, again, you have to do that, which what you're saying is a very big thing about that. But if you don't get enough exercise, what happens, it slows the body metabolism, and that increases fat storage. So what happens is with the environmental stresses, which could even be here in California, what we have to watch out for is the freeway gas smells. Because the gas smells, even going on the freeway, is going to make you retain weight, because your body is trying to fight off these toxins. And so with so many toxins in our food and our water and our soil and our air, I mean, the chemtrails up there trying to do geoengineering is bringing down iron oxide on everything and sulfur and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, so they just don't think what they do. So it's very interesting to note now that if you can handle the 4 types of stresses, and I have a program that you can use for less than 30 minutes a day, and it will take the weight off and keep it off for you.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, you know, the exercise, and as you, I'm a 6-day a week exercise person. I flip it around doing different things. Like you, I watch my diet, and I just try to tell people, just keep yourself as a student of nutrition and keep reading and stay away from the, like you said, the FDA and all those sorts of things. They're connected in places. We don't need to go there. But, you know, the pollutants, that's the one that really you're grabbing me on here, because people don't think about what they're breathing in when they leave their homes. It affects our health, but I'm hearing you say it affects weight gain.
Yes, it does. And it's the same thing with pesticides. When you're eating something that's not organic and it's covered in pesticides and you don't even wash it, then what happens is your body thinks it's an invader in your body. And the very first thing it does is it tries to surround it and keep the fat going so that it protects you. Okay? So that's some of the things. A lot of times you can do, in the back of the book I have, which is, I don't think anybody wants to do it, but I have my Linda Mac diet in the back of the book. And back in 1987, I got chronic fatigue syndrome, and it was very, very bad. Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue, all the same virus, all the same stuff, different day. And they didn't know what it was, and it was very tough. And so I ended up going on. That's why I ended up getting into hypnosis and getting more into spirituality. I had been always spiritual, but I was really put to the forefront then. And so I have been on a no wheat, no dairy, no sugar, only certain fruits, only certain meats, only certain vegetables since 1992. And that's why, and mine is, low fat, high fiber. I limit my carbohydrates. I do butter and eggs, but it took me 10 years to learn how to cook because I'm Italian, you know, so. I got mangia, you know. Hey, you didn't get enough to eat, you know. I mean, eat, you know. I mean, we had stuffed shells for Easter, you know. So.
Yes, see.
I mean, my uncle was the head of the International Garbage Union in New York, so you can't get more Italian than that, you know. So, and he was my actual godfather. But anyway, so those are other stories.
it's interesting. A takeoff on that, being from Italian backgrounds, we're taught how to eat so it tastes good, eat so it fills you, and eat a lot of wrong stuff. But as you, I have, I've been a vegan for 45 years. I exercise, I do all the things you do, and I study it. And like you, my weight is exactly the same as I was in high school. No medications whatsoever, with no indication that any should be in the picture. And anyone can do this. It's just about retraining your brain to accept it. That's really what it's about.
That's exactly what it's about. And so what the first thing that I found, though, that people really don't do is they don't really make a real commitment to weight loss. And so what I do is a little hypnosis, a visualization in my voice, that you will be very relaxed. Anyway, so I do this wonderful visualization where you go in and you actually meet your body, and your body tells you what it needs. You meet your mind, you meet your spirit, and increase your desire to stay motivated. And it actually tells you and walks you through so that you make a total commitment on all levels so that you can actually work and get to be successful at what you're doing. And so, like, if you make a commitment just on one level, like just doing a physical diet, well, the other two are left out, so it doesn't work for long term. For example, we find that a lot of people that have been, attempted rape, or, you know, when you were young, or, you know, molested as they were young. I mean, I had 3 attempted rapes before I was 11. But, you know, so what happens is that we find that a lot of times these people will, some of the people will maintain weight. So they look unattractive, so that it won't happen to them. And they don't remember or know why this is, you know. And so there's a lot of emotional reasons why you can hold on to the weight as well. So when you are dealing on all levels, you know, then you make a total commitment, and then it starts to work. But if you don't make a commitment on all levels, you only work in 1/3 of the steam.
Thing is, just say that, because that's what I find a lot. People like to make half commitments. They want to think they're doing what they should do to get better, but they don't want to give up the comfort zone. And so the question is how do you, I know how I do that, but how do you say, okay, this is what the commitment has to look like? How do you tell them that?
Well, I don't. They tell themselves,
okay.
Which makes it very powerful. Because once you hear a truth, you can never deny it. You might run for it, but it'll nag you and nag you and nag you until you accept it. So when you're making it yourself, and you're doing it on the right creative side of the body, the right creative side is now taking a little bit more of a thing and working for you. And what happens is, when you, what you do is, there's mind transformation, body transformation, exercise motivation. And these are all very short visualizations. And so you will get up in the morning and first you do the whole program once. You know, and I just released the audiobook last week. So you can get that at audiobooks.com. It's not, it's on, it's been a pro, it's been accepted by Audible and Amazon, but it's not quite there yet. But so you can get it at chirp.com and whatever. And what you do is you listen. It's less than 30 minutes a day, and you listen in the morning and, if you can, in the afternoon and maybe and at, in evenings. But if you just listen in the morning and the evenings, it's about 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening. So you, if you, for example, you might think you want to release negative behavior patterns. You're going to go see somebody that you don't like, and normally if you you overeat before, you take a chocolate bar to make you step a little happier or something before you meet them. Or you need to reduce your food intake because Thanksgiving's coming.
You know, that's interesting that you said that, because when it comes to those holidays, I will reduce food intake maybe 3-4, maybe even 5 days before. And I don't eat a lot. I'm not one that eats till I'm full. But I understand that we may eat a few things that we don't. So I get ahead of the game.
So do I. So do I. And then also you want to alter your emotional tolerance to eating. So what you would do is you would pick the mind transformation to listen to for that day. And then you would pick a stress meditation and a thin meditation, which is less than 5 minutes. And that's what you do in the morning and evening, and that's all you have to do to lose 12 to 15 pounds in 6 weeks.
You know, so what we're really talking about is they're all little games, all little skills that we incorporate into the eating plan. And when if you stay with that, the commitment to for me is to stay with it and never give myself permission to do anything else but. And that's a key factor, I think, is what you know how that is. Once you give yourself permission, then you do it again. So, you know, I just say, if this is the way it is, that's the way it's going to stay, and I never think about it again.
Right. And I think we've got to go to break.
Yes, and we do have to go to break.
So, I'm here in studio. So.
With Frost here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. We're going to take a break for a few minutes, then we'll be back with more from Linda McKenzie. So stay right with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to Fix It with Faust. We're talking with Lindsay McKenzie today. She's the author of the new Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. So, Lindsay, we were on the break just talking about how people get started in a program like this. How do you work that with them?
Well, since the program is the same for everyone, you can do it by book or by the audiobook. A lot of people don't want to just try and visualize. A lot of people like guided meditations or guided visualizations. Visualization is really the key here, and it's a very powerful tool to help you access your mind-body connection. And it does work. You know, the Olympic teams and many professional athletes always use visualization successfully to improve their performance, and now this is a way that you can use it to improve your successful weight loss and to maintain your weight. So again, to effectively lose the weight, you got to attack all levels of stress, right? And we have to learn to minimize the stress every day in our lives. Now, how do we really lose weight? Well, here's our six essential tips that are needed for successful weight loss. First, like I said before, you need to make a commitment to weight loss, not with just your mind, but with your body and spirit as well, and a total commitment on all levels. So the book and the audio tapes will help you address this. And in the visualization, you'll learn the reasons why you gain weight on a mind and body level and integrate that with your spirit or your desire level. And then you gain self-acceptance on who you are meant to be and acquire the motivation to lose the weight you need and want. But the most important thing from that module is that you will get a real commitment to weight loss on a mind, body, spirit level, and that will make you feel, know, and trust that the weight you want to lose will be gone, and you'll be able to keep it off for life. So I use visualization for everything. In other words, if I get COVID or I get sick, I am not, I use my visualization to go into my body. I read up on what it is my liver does or whatever it does, and then I allow my visualization to go in and actually heal that. And there's many methods you can do this. And so, for example, if I have a toxin in my body, I will use an old Indian way of doing it. And what I'll do is I'll use a breathing method. If there's a pain in my body, for example, I will breathe in and imagine that that breath is going around the pain and absorbing the pain. And when I breathe out, I breathe the pain out. So that helps your mind. Your left logical mind always wants to be in control, and your right creative side will always manifest what you want, but it's very nice, so it never shuts the left logical side up. It just waits for it to shut up. So what visualization and hypnosis does, it gives them a story to keep the left logical mind busy, because your right mind already knows what you want because there's intentions that you're setting. And so what you're doing is you're giving your permission, it's letting the left side hear a story, be quiet, while your right side starts working in the background. So that's what visualization does. So I've taken all these methods, like the breathing methods and all these things, and combined them all into this visualization, why it works. And that's why a lot of these other ones do not work. But that's another story. So the second thing you need to do is transform your mind, and that means to decrease emotional stress. So what you do, you'll learn with the visualizations here, you'll learn to harness the power of thinking thin, because you are what you think is just as important as you are what you eat, because by constantly allowing your mind to reinforce the thought, I'm thin, I'm my perfect weight, it will, in a background level in your mind and your body and energetically, even with consciousness, will allow you to start losing the weight, because you will also then be able to release negative behavior patterns that have stopped you from losing weight, and you'll eliminate your negative thinking that, oh, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that. Well, this teaches you to respect your body, and not everybody's going to be skinny. I don't want to be twiggy. I mean, I'd like a little, you know, and most men don't like twiggies. You know, they like something with a little meat on them. I mean, look at Botticelli and Leonardo da Vinci and whatever. We don't, you know, but there's a nice, you don't want to be, you know, there's a big thing saying, oh, everybody's weight is fine. It is, unless it's not healthy. So,
exactly.
So I'm sorry, but if you're obese or you're really overweight and it's really not the right weight for you, you need to do something about it. Because it's not for me, but it's for you to have a better quality of life. You know, we can't stop when we die. That's fate. You know, no matter what you do to keep healthy and whatever, when it's your time to die, it's your time to die. So when we do the exercise and we try to stay thin and we're trying to use life, it's because we want to maintain our body at peak performance, no, as long as we can, so that we have a great life for as long as we can. Okay, then third, you need to change your body, right, and change your eating habits. And that's a visualization to do that. So it increases your nutritional awareness, and it will change it to ones that are healthy for you. You'll automatically select the foods that are right for you, control bad eating habits and overeating without cravings or hunger, and you'll even envision who you are at your ideal weight and begin to make that image a reality. Now, it's funny. When I was doing these back in 2007, you know, I was thin, you know, and I just, but, you know, in an Italian family, and we grew up poor, so, you know, you had to finish everything on your plate to get second, so you ate fast, and you ate everything, otherwise you couldn't, you know, you couldn't get
right.
more. And so, you know, so I would always finish everything on my plate, even if I wasn't hungry, or even, you know, eat more because it's that trained thing in your head. And what would happen was, is I found that I was losing, I lost like 15 pounds. And I'm going, why am I losing weight? I'm getting too skinny. And I couldn't figure it out. And then one day I'm sitting there at a restaurant and I have a plate of food. I take a sip of water and I didn't eat anymore. And I said, oh my God, it's because I'm doing this weight loss tape. It's working on me psychologically and I'm losing weight. And that's what happens, because it was at that moment that I realized in the visualization, it trains you that when you have enough food, you will reach for a sip of water and you'll sip water. And that will be your mind saying, stop. So it's all these little tricks in there that I was tricked because I didn't even know I was doing it for myself. I wasn't even planning on it. So that's how powerful this is. You don't even have to worry about it because it's going to work.
So when you're talking about visualization, and of course, and you may say, gee, you know, I have this pain and I'm gonna work the visual tactics for that. You're really talking about a pretty powerful mind-body connection here.
Absolutely. And I'm training you how to go in and learn all about this. And not only does this really, see, that's the trick. Nobody knows this. Only you found this out, is that you can use these methods not only for weight loss, but for anything in your life.
And you know, it sounds like I figured it out. I've been doing that. I read this probably 20 years ago, and I said, that doesn't make any sense. You know, you have a headache, you take aspirin. That's what it was then. You know, but then I attended one of these workshops and realized that the brain can control this. And the way it was explained to me was, the medicine is already in our body. It's our brain if we're willing to use that pill. But if we don't do that, we have to use one that man makes, and it has side effects.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, there's yogis, too, that don't eat for months and whatever. Anyway, I think, again, since I'm here in the studio and he's raising the 60-minute mark, the 60-second mark, I think we're going to break.
Well, everyone, we're going to take another break. We're going to be back for our third segment in just a few minutes with Linda McKenzie, so stay right with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Fast Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FastRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FastRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FastRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Linda McKenzie today. And when we stopped our last segment, we were just talking a little bit more about visualization. Now, Linda, you know, we talked about that mind-body connection, and I was closing with, you know, that how powerful the mind can be. You know, this whole thing on visualization, that's, you know, part of some of the things that people have a difficult time buying into. Okay, how, if I just think it out, it's, you know, it's going to go away. There's a little bit more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. What happens is this. The reason that I, remember, I was a type A personality. I was an engineer. You know, I was designing airlines, and I redesigned the U.S. Senate Computer Center and did the banking systems. And when you go to the airport, when you use the ticket, you know, to get a computerized ticket, you know, you don't have to go to the agent. That's my design, okay? So I put in lots and lots of stuff for 18 years. So for me to even think that, you know, I've been using my mind, but I've also been psychic since I'm 8 years old. I saw God when I was 8, and then I have been, you know, by the time I was 21, I was busting psychics in New York saying, you know, because they were taking my friend's money. I'm going, no, you're not right. And then I just stopped. You know, God said to stop. I said, okay. And so I tested my abilities for 37 years, you know, using my, because I am left brain, right brain. So I need to know why I'm doing things and whatever. And so I learned to balance both sides of my brain. And then I got the Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue, in 1987. And they couldn't heal me. And yet my daughter was starting college. I was a single parent. I had to continue to work despite I was sleeping 12 to 15 hours a day. And so going 1 minute I was in for a brain tumor, the next minute I was in for, they didn't know what it was, and it hit every organ in my body. And so finally I just looked up this hypnotherapist who happened to be a psychologist. And I called him up and I said, look, I'm having a really hard time and I need to come in and, can you teach me how to heal? And he had never heard about that, but he was very good. And he, you know, he, used a whole plethora of things, and then he started giving me books on hypnosis, and I healed myself with hypnosis. And it's the repetition, okay, that, it takes 6 weeks to change a habit, right? And it changed your mind. So it's not going to be, that's why you have to use this program for a minimum of 6 weeks, because, and you have to really commit to it, because that's when the magic happens. Basically, it's when you're doing a visualization, you set the intention and then you allow that to work. But what happens with that is, you know, really our right side of the brain is really attached to collective consciousness, and which also drains down into our heart. And when we can tap into the knowledge of the universe, or when we can allow visualization and hypnosis to calm our minds down, it allows the energy of the universe and the energy of nature, which is both much smarter than we are, and then there's God energy on the top of all of that. And when you hit into that energy, you can have instantaneous healing. I mean, I have helped people that have had, I used to do healing circles here, and they would bring people to me. They couldn't walk for 12 years, and I would find where their nerve damage was. I could just feel it, and then use the information from that and heal that, and she got up and walked out of here. You know, and so the reason, or somebody has a lump of cancer and whatever. But a lot of this is because you have to feel, trust, and know. You have, which seems very easy, but is not. And it's, you have to feel that it's right, you have to trust that it's right, and you have to know that it's right. And that's what I want on my gravestone. Because if people can do that and really hone in on the truth and understand that there's much greater power around us that is open to us, not even in our own bodies, but, we learn about our mind, our body, and our spirit, because you have to, man, know thyself, you know, like Socrates and all that said. And then you move out of that, and you move into the spiritual realms. And for me, I've always had 100% trust in God. And so God tells me what to do, and I say, okay, how far do I have to jump? Sometimes I argue with him, and he thinks I'm funny, and I probably am. And a couple
probably
of times.
You are. I know that.
Yeah. And
some, said that to me, too.
Yeah. And sometimes I tell him, look, you know what? I'll do what you want, but, you know, when I get upstairs, we're having to sit down. So.
There you go. And he listens, right?
And he does. He just laughs. And so when you have that kind of power, you know, and it is a power, you have to understand that everything is energy, no matter what it is. A table has energy, even though you think it's dead wood. Everything has energy, and by understanding energy and learning how energy works on a mind, body, and spirit level, which is what this program teaches you, you can go in and increase intuition, increase your connection, and have wonderful things happen to you. And the basis of that is what you purport in your books, is that we have to stay on the positive side of things and not fear. Because the only thing that's going to stop you is if you do not have a commitment to know that you are going to lose weight, you are going to get healed, you are. It's that kind of positive thinking that boosts the immune system and actually helps you to understand a little bit more about energy, whether you know it or not, and it works for you instead of against you. And so your mindset, visualization is a way to jumpstart your mindset into spirituality, you know, so that you can tap into that energetic pull of everything that's out there that's trying to help you. All the angels, everything exists in energy. Even a thought form has energy. So when you think bad things, not only does it hurt you, but it goes into consciousness, and that grows. So if we all had positive thoughts, and we all thought about the same thing at the same time, if there's only a few of us that need to do that, you know, a couple of hundred thousand, where we could change the world. There's so much there, you know.
You know, I love what you don't separate spirituality from science. I remember reading one of the guys I follow so much is Albert Einstein, and he did that, you know, and shocked the world at the time when he did it. But you're using every available piece of energy. You're not separating one from another. It's a unified approach. That's what I'm hearing, correct?
That's correct. And we are all of these things. We're not just a body, we're not just a mind, and we're not just a spirit. We're just really inhabiting this body, but we have our soul, or whatever you want to call it, is actually a little bit of energy that is unique. And although we are part of the whole, every one of us is important, because you don't know what's going to happen down the line. For example, I tell the story of, person that's sweeping the street is just as important as the President of the United States, because that person that's sweeping a street could be throwing a seed into a ground that grows the bread that of somebody that's going to eat it, that's going to save the world. So you don't know. And so we have to treat everybody with respect, stay positive, and work and understand that we're mind, body, and spirit, not just mind or body.
And we all have to understand that that person who sweeps the street might teach us more than the President of the United States. No pun against the President. That person is someone that has the mind and the body and the soul and can actually teach us something we may never have heard before.
Everybody that we meet is an opportunity to learn. And everybody that we meet. And so you stay open and don't say my way is the only right way and all of that. You know, you just can't do it because that will stop your growth, and then where are you at? You know, because the only thing here is we're here to grow.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of our third segment. You are listening to Fix It with Foss here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. We're going to take a break for a few minutes. Then we're going to come back and wrap things up with Linda McKenzie. So stay right with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FossRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Linda McKenzie today, and when we left off, we talked about spiritual part of us. So I'm not going to keep going on that just a little bit. Linda, when you talk about the spiritual part, I know it's not just God, and people call that the G word, you know, and then people turn off. When you talk about spirituality, what are you talking about in terms of your program?
Well, in terms of my programs, the weight loss program, it's really to keep the desire and to keep motivated to maintain your weight loss goals, and also to do, to tap into the great vast world of energy that can help us do that. You know, I was, I saw God when I was 8, and for me, that was, he was a guy in a long white beard and whatever up in the sky, and my whole, there was an incredible white light that, there's no white on this earth that I've seen like that. And then the very next day, I got all, there's 17 different kinds of psychic ability. I have all of them. I do not use transmedium, which means that an energy jumps into you or an entity jumps into you and talks through you. So what psychic ability is, it's gotten a really bad rap, and sometimes it's correct because, you know, when somebody comes to me as a psychic, I'm just an energy interpreter, and there's 11 energy zones that I go through to make sure that what I'm dealing with is there. And for me to get there, I say the Our Father, get into trance, and then off I go. And I've done over 100,000 readings, and never mind healings and stuff that I've done. On air, I usually, in 40 minutes, I can do anywhere from 32 to 36 readings in 40 minutes on different people. I'm very fast. I'm very accurate. I've worked with presidents of the United States and movie stars and all sorts of stuff. And I'm kind of America's best secret because, you know, I don't want the crazies coming out.
Well, I'm telling everybody about you, so that's coming to an end.
Damn. But anyway, so what happens is that each one of these, but what happens is when you're going to a psychic, I don't use any tools. I don't need any tarot cards. I don't need any of that. So, and I don't ask anybody for money.
And the table doesn't levitate, right? We're
well, it could. I could make it levitate.
That's
psychometry, and which is why some of the government's factions that were very old and hidden asked me to come work with them, like with Uri Geller and stuff, and I also told them no, and I said, and don't really mess, because I'll get you on the other side if you're going to really try and disrupt humanity. And really, it got to the point where they were pushing me a lot, and I said, you know what, why don't you just kill me? And I said, because you know why? I'm more effective and have more power on the other side. So do it. I'm not afraid to die. I've lived a great life. So they actually jumped back. We work with the White House, by the way, for news and stuff. So they kind of leave me alone a little bit, which is fine. And so I train and teach everybody all about how to increase your intuition and increase your psychic ability, which is just energy interpretation. But when somebody comes to me and they have a problem that, you know, you come to me once a year. You don't have to come back to me. I don't need that. If you have a mental process that you can't control, you need to go to Faust, because that he's trained in doing and in helping you stop mental processes that need to be changed. I can predict what I'm seeing, and I never predict. I always give people the opportunity. This is what's going to happen here if you go this way. This is what's going to happen here if you go that way. Because it's not for me to tell you how to live your life or what to do. All I'm doing is giving you the information and telling you what's going to happen in the future or what's going to happen now, or maybe if you do it this way, this is what's going to happen. I don't predict death. There's a lot of, as I said, there's a lot of different kinds of psychic ability. And, you know, I was on Discovery Channel and helped, you know, they did one time, I did a documentary in London, and they put me on the street, and they just said, what happened here? And I started explaining people and things and whatever, and it was very uncomfortable. They'd bring me to someplace else, and I said, you know, gave them the whole description and everything that was going down, and they'd say, well, what happened on, I have a very unique ability where I could stand on a piece of ground and I can tell you who's on that ground since almost the beginning of time, with names, dates, places, all sorts of stuff. And so I was giving them, they'd say, well, they gave me a date, they said, what happened here? So I went back in time, told them exactly what, and it turned out it was Jack the Ripper, and I had actually given them new information on Jack the Ripper. And I've worked with police departments and sheriff's departments for finding people and murders and stuff like that as well. But I do it on the low cue, because basically my, and then when I started this radio station, I was very big back in the day, and they had offered me my own radio, my own TV show. They actually offered me Crossing Over with John Edwards, and I turned that down because it wasn't exactly in truth, because what I do is 100% in truth, and that's where it's at. And so I kind of turned that down, and then God said, Sci-Fi had said, well, you know, make up your own TV show, and we want to work with you because you're really great. And I said, okay. And I was really excited because I was going to hit the big time, right? I mean, this is big stuff. And God came in and he goes, Linda. And I said, what? And he goes, I want you to start a radio show. I said, what? You start a radio network. He goes, you know, I gave you 8 years of radio network. I gave you datacom experience. I gave you author experience and lecture experience, you know, where you lectured all over the world. he said, why don't you create that? And I said, and why should I do this? And he said, because internet,
I told you to.
Internet radio just came in. He said, no, you don't have to really do it. He goes, but you're a point of light. He said, and when you're at a lecture, you're talking to 1,000 people, you're a point of light. He said, but if you open this internet radio network, you become a lighthouse and you get like-minded people that have the same feelings of truth and helping the planet and people, and you become the lighthouse. So I turned around and I said, oh, okay, fine, I'll do it, but you know, when I get upstairs, we're going to have a sit down on this. And now all of a sudden, I'm getting back on this TV thing. So it's kind of interesting how 22 years later, things are coming around. And that's
all you had to do was follow the spirit, correct? Follow the Lord.
Right. Well, you just show up. You know, in the morning, you know, what happens with me is because, you know, I'm very detail oriented, I will make a plan in very minute detail. Everything is down on that plan. Then I take that plan after I've written it because I know my right side knows what to do. And I want my right side, you know, you don't want to put a stopgap on something. For example, I want to lose, I want $1 million. Well, fine, but God might want to give you $1 billion. So why are you putting a cap on it? Right? So you don't want to do that. You want to just be very open and not have demands. And so then I take that plan and throw it out, and then I use the synchronicity of the moment, and whatever I'm told to do, I do, and everything's correct 100% of the time.
So this all sounds great, everyone. So before I ask you to tell them where to find you, your book is being considered for the COVR 2024 awards. It's the symbol of you book, correct?
Correct. Next year.
Where is everybody going to go to vote for you?
COVR.org. COVR.org. And I hope they do, because that would be really nice to do that.
So you hear it, everyone. We're all going to go. I already did. You're all going to go and vote for Linda's book.
Right.
In the meantime, where can they find you, and where can they learn more about the new program and all about you?
Okay. You can get Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss at any bookstore, at Barnes & Noble. You can get it, and also you get the audiobook on Chirp or audiblebooks.com. And then you can find out more about me at lindamckenzie.net if you want to contact me, and that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lindamckenzie.net. Thank you so much for having. This has been a joy.
It has been a thrill for me. It always is. So thanks so much, Linda. So, everyone, that concludes this week's Fix It with Foss radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Foss, so don't miss us. Noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, be well and stay safe, everyone. Have fun in creating your world, and here's to the power inside you. God bless.